بسم الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود غده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
A major benefit brought by Imam Khomeini was familiarizing people with concept of resistance. This is the part of the speech delivered on June 4th, 2022 by Imam Khomeini, the leader of the Islamic Revolution. On the 33rd demise anniversary of Imam Khomeini, greetings be upon him. Today, too, the calculations to pit the people against the Islamic Republic is wrong. They think that they can put an element in the way of the Islamic Republic, one that they know the Islamic Republic cares about very much, the people. But this is wrong. Why do the Americans make this mistake? Because they have counselors who are treasonous Iranian. They give them counsel. The treasonous counselors betray both their country and them as well. Why? Because they give them counsel without having correct information. And those poor creatures act according to their advice and they fail. One of their counsels is this: you can count on the Iranian people for confronting the Islamic government and the Islamic Republic. The Iranian people have become tired of religion, the Islamic government and the clergy. You can count on them and they will stand up to the Islamic government.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today. And that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
These ill-advised traitors for both sides, counselors, say this to their American masters. They give them money and receive such analysis from them. They repeat this in their speeches, in their Senate and other places. Inside the country too, some naive individuals, of course, they are fortunately small in number, believe in them. Sometimes I hear them say online and newspapers that the people have lost their belief in the clergy and religion. We hear such viewpoints inside the country too. Well, this is one of the 100% wrong calculations. Today, the people are surely interested in the revolution and religion more than they were in the first day of the revolution. If someone wants to understand the people's orientation towards the revolution, revolutionary activities and jihad, they must look at the burial ceremony of Shahid Qasem Soleimani with millions of participants in it. The dismembered body of Shahid Soleimani was bid farewell by millions of people. The people commemorated and respected a revolutionary and mujahid person who had laid down his life for the Islamic Republic like that.
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done.